Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
To Vince's point about the Warriors, do they have a shot? It's going to be very intriguing this year to go to, say, Warriors.
Yeah.
Again, I go back to the history lesson. Three guys, if your top three players are over 35, no team has ever won an NBA championship.
What was the Jazz? They said they won 50-something games together.
50-something games when they have four guys starting over 30, and how far did they get?
I don't know. Was it? Vince and them were doing it during the preseason game.
So,
what was it? How far did they?
I forget.
Oh, okay.
It was later on. It was like with John Starks.
Yeah, it was
so
past,
this
there.
Is past
yeah.
the NBA yeah, yeah. Finals. So this was probably no more than the second round because they never got to the Western Conference Finals again after they went to the NBA Finals. So, look, you're going to manage Al Horford, right? He's going to probably play about 60 games, 24 minutes a night. So then there's 24 minutes available at the five spot. Do you want to play Draymond? How much do you want to play Draymond at the five spot when you got all these bigs in the Western Conference again? Shingun.
Did you see that starting lineup for the Rockets tonight? At least the shortest player is Amen Thompson at 6'7". Everyone else is 6'11".
Okay. Who's playing point?
Amen Thompson is going to play a lot of point.
Amen Thompson. And they got Jabari Smith, Kevin Durant.
Sounds like Phoenix all over again.
It was Amen Thompson, Jabari Smith, Kevin Durant, Shangoon, and Steven Adams.
Yeah, I don't love that. You need a traditional ball handler.
They're going to need a point guard. And Reed Shepard. They don't want to put a lot of pressure on Reed Shepard early.
Fred VanVleet,
they're going to miss Van Vliet, and they're probably going to make a move because I think Sacramento is going to be sellers by the deadline.
Well, they've got 1,000 randos.
You say Russ back to Houston? KD and Russ together again?
I don't know
if that's going to happen. I don't know if that's going to happen.
Shoota.
Warrior thing. I don't think this is some like crazy opinion. I don't.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Love starting Horford and Draymond. I understand where everyone wants to go regarding playing them together in the playoffs or a must-win game. That's the lineup I'm going to. I think when I'm looking at the whole season, you have to stagger rotations in minutes so that guys are playing their most optimal in you know, March, April, May, because that's when it's going to matter the most for this team. You obviously need to stack wins to get to be in a position to be that point.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking about how they can do this. I don't love starting Draymond and Horford together every night that they're all available.
Why not?
Because I want to maybe overlap and have one of the younger guys be in the starting lineup. I don't want Draymond getting, number one, like, worn down by year's end, playing small ball five, or just them, Horford and him, playing together. Who's that other guy with those four players is really important to me. Is it Buddy Hield? Is it Pods? Is it Moody? Is it Kuminga? Spacing the floor offensively is going to be important.
See, I have to start Horford or Draymond because of what you just said. One, they have to get off to great starts within the game, because how many times did we watch them in the first quarter last year fall behind and have to play uphill?
Yeah.
With an older team, you don't want to play uphill. You want to get off to a fast start again.
I loved Horford with Kuminga in the second unit, though. I really did.
You will see that. But also, I have to get off to great starts. And Horford being able to space in that starting lineup and be in that corner or the wing.
I like Horford starting.
And so Draymond's going to start because
I know. I think Draymond's the guy that should come off the bench.
But the symmetry with Steph and Draymond, they believe in that. Steph wants that. Kerr wants that. And then defensively, calling out all the signals and communicating. Look, there's a case to be made that Kuminga and Horford should start together. Again, but I'm come from a school that starting isn't everything because it's going to be about the finishing lineup of who plays.
Yeah, and Dray in the super indie role would be a fantastic role.
I think we're looking at the wrong position.
What's that?
The starting spot next to Stephen Curry is the one I'm concerned with.
Well,
do you start Buddy? Now, they don't love the defensive lineup with Buddy Hield and Stephen Curry. Is it Moses Moody?
I don't love Pods either in the starting lineup because I don't like the defense either.
This is where I'm going here. Moses Moody on the perimeter.
But he's hurt right now
with the calf strain, so he's not going to play tonight. Yeah. But also, if he is right, do you want him guarding twos and threes?
No.
It's the reason why he moved down to the four last season.
I don't want him.
So do you want Pod starting next to Stephen Curry? Now, his game is having the ball in his hands, and he can facilitate. But you also have Draymond in that starting lineup, and you also have Jimmy Butler, who's going to hold the ball, right? And is going to handle the rock.
When he's healthy,
I think that
Melton?
Two spot.
Yeah.
But can you count on Melton?
Melton played 44
games in the last 2 years.
What did he play last year?
He played six.
Yeah.
Hey, so,
I know.
So, 44 games in the last 2 years. So, the spot to me that I'm looking at, which it could be Will Richard, a rookie out of Florida, but he's a rookie.
What did I say?
He's a rookie. He moves his feet well. He has great upper body strength. I think he's not a bad start. Again, everybody's so fixated on who starts. If I could get Will Richard to give me 5 minutes next to Steph, and then all of a sudden you're going through other rotations, you're going through your second unit. All right, how are we finishing the half? Who's rolling? Who's not rolling? All that stuff comes into play. But starting next to Steph, I think it's imperative for the Warriors. Do you want to go defense? And if you go defense, you may lean Will Richard, a rookie out of Florida. If you want to say, hey, we need to get buckets and play a little zone defense, that's where you go to Brandon Podziemski. And you got to think that Brandon Podziemski is going to be eligible for an extension next offseason. So he's going to want to play a lot of minutes. Christian Brown from Denver.
And they share the same agent?
Yeah, exactly.
Christian Brown just signed an extension, obviously, for those that don't know, with the Denver Nuggets. Same agent as Brandon Podziemski.
Yeah, so he signed, I believe, in the $25 to $30 million range. Was that what it was?
I will pull it up right now.
For 5 years? I think it's 125 for five.
Is it 125? He's a good
player.
Something
like that.
He's a good player, man.
No, he is a good player. But I guess
4 year, 125 million.
There you go. So I guess where I come down is one thing I really want to do is I want Dre playing as fresh as possible down the stretch. I thought he wore down because of how much they used him, and especially in the small ball lineups, they used him so much. I thought April and May, he was done. He was gassed, and all the bigs just destroyed us, all those fours. I want him off the bench, keeps him out of foul trouble early in games, and it gets him as my ball facilitator with that second unit, which really needs a veteran.
That's where you got Pods, though.
Well, in my scenario, I might start Kuminga and Pods.
See, I don't know about that. I don't know about that because then you got Stephen Curry running around.
I know.
And there is an issue right now, and I love JK, but knowing when to screen for Steph.
I know.
Yeah. Knowing when to get the ball to Steph. Knowing when to hit him in the hot spots. Where are you going to be at? Hey, how are you floating off the basketball? That's been the biggest issue with JK. For a lot of things that he does well, floating off the basketball, he doesn't do great. And if you're doing that and it's clunky to start and you get off to a terrible start, all of a sudden you're looking uphill, you got Draymond barking, I don't think it's as advantageous as in our heads. It looked great, right? You're next to Al Horford. You have a little more spacing. But I think defensively and the chemistry that Dre has with Stephen Curry, he's a lock to start, especially early on if you want to get off to a great start. I hear what you're saying.
It's a long season, and we're acting like he's not going
to
start.
Well, he's also not going to play back-to-back. He may not play every back-to-back, Draymond Green. That's the issue here.
Well, there's 15 of them this year?
There's 15 of them. Okay. I believe
you have.
A bunch
early on, I think, right? There's a bunch early on, like five or six, I think.
Yeah, five or six in the first 19 games, I believe.
I
don't
know. I would try to stagger it. At the beginning of the year, I think I look at it in quadrants. We were talking about this. There's the first like 20 games or so, 20 to 25 games. That is one quadrant. You got to get off to the best possible start. And then I think
Don't you think that involves Draymond Green?
Yes. I'm not saying he's not playing his 28 to 32 minutes. What I'm saying is I'm moving his minutes around so that I can get him against lesser people originally off the bench so he doesn't get into foul trouble. He doesn't wear down going up against all these athletic fours and fives that are out there. I'm looking at the big picture of a 9-month season.
But I also need him guarding the top dudes in the league. You know what I'm saying?
I hear you.
You got to have that guy guarding top dudes in the league, and I think he will be fresh.
But then you're going to have a wear down. You acknowledge that, right?
But no, he will be fresh. I think he will be fresh early in the season. He's got preseason. I don't think he had the best preseason, but I'm not going to go crazy over a veteran not having a great preseason because it's preseason NBA basketball. I mean, how many full preseason games have I? I've never watched one full preseason game in my life. Whether it's football, spring training, it's hard to watch preseason. It's really tough, but. If I want to get off to a good start, and I got big, like you brought up Houston, don't you want Draymond Green on the floor against Kevin Durant and Shangoon and Jabari Smith Jr.?
Yes, but I'm
also... You want Kuminga out there starting, trying to guard Kevin Durant?
I'm using the Iguodala theory, which is the most important part of the game is the end of the game, right? And I'm working backwards, and I'm trying to salvage him throughout the 9-month season. So I'm picking and choosing my spots. I know I'm going to take a little off that starting unit, but I'm going to add... That second unit, to me, is extremely crucial. And I think all of the mechanics of how they get the ball down the floor and spacing and everything. Look who's coming off the bench. Seth Curry, Buddy Hield. These are all shooters. I need a ball facilitating veteran to be alongside those guys. That's why I like Draymond off the bench.
Pod's facilitating. He'll be on that second unit. And that's your ball handler. And he can get the ball to Buddy Hield. And you're going to stagger minutes. What you're talking about here, you could still stagger minutes. By taking, if you want Draymond Green to facilitate with the second unit, then 5 minutes into the first quarter, boom, I'll pull Draymond. I'll bring him back at the 2-minute mark of the first quarter. And then he starts that second quarter with the second unit.
I guess so. There's a lot of ways. I don't mean to interrupt you. I'm more worried about Draymond's age and his body holding up this year than ever before.
What you think about that with Jimmy? And
they're just different.
And
I view
Horford.
Them different. Because they're not banging with Shangoon and Aaron Gordon and Jokic.
Well, that's why you have Al Horford here. To try to bang with those bigs,
sure.
Right? #pause.
#pause. Perfect pause right here because you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGNC FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries. Always live on the Free Odyssey app, coming live from the Laughing Monk Studios. That's Bonta Hill in studio for the next hour each Tuesday, 8 to 10. Bonta Hill, we're talking Dubs. Game one tonight at Crypto.com Arena. Warriors, Lakers kicking the season off down in La La Land. And if you want to ask Bonta a question, what's your biggest question mark for the Warriors heading into this season? 888-957-9570.
New York Kenny. You could do the legal at 905. It's okay.
Oh, it's okay. No, we're good. We got it.
Spadoni almost had a cramp just now.
I did. Well, my hand was up. Oh, my fingers.
Well, okay. Time out. This isn't the Steiny and Guru show
cooking.
Where every minute needs to be written on the script.
Well, Steiny does it 2 minutes before the top of the hour.
We don't need the 15-play script, buddy.
You don't care about punctuality. I get it.
Oh, wow.
Well, that's all right.
I don't know.
It's a procrastination sensation.
That second unit, I've only seen a couple of preseason games. It just looks so clunky and it's so out of, you got pot. Like, where does Post fit into this year? I have no idea right now.
Line
I
Dutchman?
Just don't know. TJD even, like, is he even in this current rotation?
There may be games where Al Horford doesn't start.
Yeah.
And it may be Draymond Green starting at the five.
Okay.
And you go Jimmy Butler at the four. Then you go Jimmy Butler at the four. And then maybe you go Buddy and Paz. But that's why when people – so Monty and I recorded Dubs Talk Pod. We did our season previews, right? And I picked Denver to win the championship. He picked OKC. And Warrior fans are losing their minds.
What do you mean?
You guys work for the Warriors, wow, so you don't have any faith? Get off the payroll. And I'm like, hey, I'm trying to be realistic here because out of all the teams here, like Houston, they know where they're going to go for the most part. Denver.
I have no
Denver
faith in is, Houston being de- healthy at the end of the year.
But Denver, but Denver's deep. They're deeper.
Oh, Denver's healthy.
Denver's
going to
be a problem. OKC is going to be a problem. Minnesota is still.
They kicked our butt.
They kicked their butt. I think Dallas is going to be a lot better. I think the San Antonio Spurs are going to leap into the top six. They kept all their role players. They have De'Aaron Fox for a full training
Castle's
camp.
So
I love Stephon Castle.
So
how the Kings did not get Stephon Castle in the Fox deal blows me
I
away.
Think the Blazers will be much better.
Wimby's going to take a leap. I think Wimby's going to get MVP votes this year. I think he's going to play 70 games and take that leap to be a superstar. The guy's 7'5".
I know.
You're right. Portland will be better.
Though. The Devan Thrombosis thing scared me last year. Like, I hope that isn't something. I'm knocking on wood here.
What
that
did you say? He's 7'8" now?
Well, according to reports, there was, listen, 7'8", potentially, but he's 7'6" now. There were some Fugazi reports. I don't know if you saw that, Bonte, about his real height, Victor Wembanyama.
I think the Spurs are going to be really good.
Yeah, I would agree.
I think
I don't know what to make of the Clippers. They're older than the Warriors.
They're older than the Warriors.
They're not a team I'm not going to overlook.
But you know what? They beat the Warriors four times last year.
Zubac killed us.
Zubac is still young, and that's the thing.
Just taking a quick glimpse at the Portland games, right? Because you guys always laugh at me. Kamara's a stud.
Shaden Sharp is a stud.
Donovan Clingan lost a lot of weight, and he was out hustling the Warriors in that preseason game up in Portland.
The Chinese player that they drafted.
Oh, Young Hanson?
I like him.
Hanson's good.
I like the Warriors to take him, but he got drafted way higher than I thought.
And having Drew Holiday. Drew Holiday is a good veteran to have on that roster with Dame Dollar on the bench. So, listen, man, the West is tough. It's going to be a gauntlet. I don't know what to make of Memphis. I have no idea.
I wouldn't dismiss them,
but they get up for the Golden State Warriors. Hashtag pause.
And then, obviously, you got the New Orleans Pelicans and Skinny Zion. You didn't even mention with Jordan Poole. You know what?
I
know Kevon Looney's hurt right now. That sucks.
Y'all could laugh, though. Yeah, I did see that. But Zion, whatever he did in the offseason, remade his body. You still have Trey Burke for the third.
I like how he remade his body. Like he went in a lab and
they had to fix it.
Did
you see him?
Yeah, he looks skinny.
Had more muscles than he ever had in his life.
I know. Skinny Zion. It's something. Him and Luka. Maybe they have the same trainer.
And Jordan Poole's on a better team. We could laugh at Jordan Poole all we want, but Jordan Poole had a good year with the Wizards last season. He did. Well, they sucked as a
good
team.
Year with the Wizards,
Okay, all this selling. I love it. I love it. Sell me on the Kings.
Oh, I can't sell you on that one. The Kings are going to stink. The Kings are going to be.
Russ.
Hey, listen.
You see him going at LeBron, by the way? Russell Westbrook, the excerpts in that book.
I agree with the Denver thing. When Gordon got Aaron Gordon got hurt. It wrecked everything for them.
They took to play OKC through to 7-2.
He destroyed the Warriors in the two matchups down the stretch. That's the part, like, why I'm even contemplating staggering the old guys is strictly because come March, April, May, they need to be their freshest when those games are determining seeds.
Well, that's the problem. Because if you could stagger them and you mess around and then the team goes on a 10-0 run. And then all of a sudden you're behind the eight ball and then you're asking the older guys, hey, we need you to rally us. Damn, I'm 37. Damn, I'm 36. You know, that's
the most interesting part of this is the full seed of Jimmy Butler for me, a full season with him. It's one thing when you get dropped halfway through it. And like it's this whirlwind effect. Yep. Like I always say, Bonte, like when I took the job over here, like it was Jimmy Butler mania. Like it was it. We had any time to breathe. It was Jimmy, Warriors, let's go. Yep. And it was just this crazy 2-month stretch and it was awesome and it was amazing. And then Warriors fans had a chance to exhale. It's like, all right, man, our three best players are all 35 or older now. Like, can we do this for a full season? So I'm very curious to see the gauntlet
Al Horford.
And Al Horford. It's true.
Right? And Buddy's no spring chicken.
No. You
know, he's 32, but he's in great shape, though.
No, I know he is, but he's played a lot of minutes.
Right, he's played
enough. But that's why the young guys are so important, is that's why so much pressure on these young dudes.
They need someone to step up. And I did a little pod yesterday. I had my five biggest reasons on why I love this year's Warriors team. And one of them was one of the youngsters needs to step up. And I think most people would say it's Kuminga, Pods, or Moody. But you never know what's going to happen. You reference Will Richards. Who knows? Maybe it's Quentin Post. Who knows?
Maybe it's TJD. TJD's
a guy I don't think we've thought enough about. I don't know where he fits in, though, B.
But I will say Kuminga did have a good... if we're putting stock in the preseason, Kuminga did everything that everybody's been bitching and moaning about.
Yeah. What's that?
He rebounded. He passed very well.
He actually had some really nice
passes. And they ran the offense through him at times in the mid post, and he made some great decisions. You need a young guy like Jonathan Kuminga.
So who are you putting your money on?
I would put it on Kuminga as long as he's here. And if they get off to a great start, I would think that he's going to be here. Look, Joe Lacob loves Kuminga. I think this fan base is at Chase Center, and I love what he said at the podium where he goes, look, The social media fan is different than the fans in real life. The real fans in real life, they recognize game. You know, the social media fan will say one thing about Kuminga and say he just stinks. I've never seen it where a player balls out like that in the second round of the playoffs and we're ripping this guy. What about the guys who didn't play well? It was just unbelievable. Anyway, we're past that.
Julius Randle just destroyed us.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Draymond admitted it. Julius Randle got the best of him in a major, major way. And that was disappointing. But I think Kuminga's got to be the guy. Now, Pods, too, because Pods is playing for money now.
Yeah.
And the thing with Pods, we all forget, in those 34 games when he came back, and he came back the day Jimmy got traded here and played in that Chicago game, Pod shot 41% from three in those 34 games to end a regular season. He's going to have to shoot it. They need more shooting, right? Alongside Buddy Hield and Stephen Curry. Pod shot that thing down a stretch. He shot it at a 41% clip from the three-point line. So you could bet on him as well to take that next step as a ball handler and a shooter for this basketball team.
It just, I think that is all like fair. We love that. I think he has limitations on his defense in terms of staying in front of people. And
there's
I think
no
that's
doubt.
My biggest concern with him playing heavy minutes is who's alongside of him as the help defenders, because he can compromise at the top of the key. He plays so far out on people. He does make winning plays, but defensively there are some things he doesn't bring to the table. He plays so up into people, they go right by him, and now you're playing 4-on-5 defense and you're in scramble mode.
Well, that's why I think you need Draymond Green. If you're going to start Pods at the two, you need Draymond Green as a help defender behind him.
Because
that's one thing Draymond Green, we talk about wisdom and IQ, he does have that defensively. Now, I understand what you're saying, because I think Al Horford and JK can make sweet music together on
the
basketball court.
Unit together.
I think that two-man game, when and this is what something I mentioned all summer long. I think Horford could be good for JK. Just, it's a different veteran voice, Padone.
Yep.
A different voice to get JK on point. Horford, young players love Al Horford, so if you do start JK next to Al Horford, I'm not mad at that. But if you start Podzimski and talk about help defense, I don't know where Kuminga's at in this stage of his career when it comes to that. I know where Draymond is.
Well, it comes back to that Rubik's Cube puzzle that Steve Kerr is going to have to solve. Like, he basically found the elixir in that two-month stretch last year. This is the full season now, though. Can he get this team to the playoffs? I don't want to have a play-in team. I want a play-off team. And that's going to be the second unit, the mixing and matching, the back-to-backs. It's going to be one of the most difficult seasons he's had in his NBA career. And I know Steve Kerr has mentioned often, this isn't real, right? When it comes to coaching guys like KD, Steph, Klay, Draymond. Well, he's going to have to be creative, a bunch of the old guys who are still very, very good and Hall of Fame worthy. And it gets started tonight.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.